The Alaska Healthcare Commission just released a series of reports that try to understand why healthcare costs so much more in Alaska. One important finding is that the cost for specialty care is much higher here than in other parts of the country. APRN's Annie Feit has this story as part of our series on the high cost of healthcare in Alaska.
The commission reports compare costs in Alaska to states in the Pacific Northwest, Hawaii, and two low-population states, Wyoming and North Dakota. On average, primary care doctors and pediatricians charge about 40% more in Alaska. But with some specialists, that number rises to 80% or more. Dr. Ward Hurlburt chairs the commission and is also the director of the Division of Public Health.
The difference in pricing has been a significant finding for us there. That I think we all know intuitively anytime you go to the doctor or the hospital or the emergency room, but to have that documented is impressive.
The fees for some common procedures can be 4 to 5 times higher than in the comparison states. In cardiology, for example, a left heart catheterization costs $2,200 in Alaska and only $400 in Washington. In orthopedics, a knee surgery costs $6,400 in Alaska and only $1,700 in Washington. Hurlburt says some of that higher cost can be attributed to the fact that everything costs more in Alaska, but not all.
Medicine is a business. It's a unique business with ethical and moral dimensions to it, but it is a business. And like most businesses, if you're in business, there is probably some tendency to charge what you can charge. If McDonald's could charge twice as much, they probably would. If the competition wasn't there.
Commission members are quick to say the reports are not about finger-pointing. Commission member Jeff Davis is president of Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield in Alaska. He's also careful not to assign blame, but says having these prices documented in a very public way may be a first step towards bringing them down.
And I think the work of the commission will cause some people to do some soul-searching to say, wow, you know, I didn't realize this is what the situation was, and is this the outcome that we want for our my particular role in the whole equation.
By soul searching, you mean who are you talking about?
Well, I think the providers are certainly going to look at what's in that report and say, is this the way it has to be? Is this the way it should be?
I called 4 different specialty care clinics in Anchorage to try to understand why their fees are so high. No one called back, but there are people in Anchorage who can see the issue from a specialist perspective. Dennis McMillan is president of the 4-Acre Group. He spent the last 20 years trying to find affordable health care plans for nonprofits in Alaska. That search has been fruitless, but he says there are good reasons the doctors are charging so much.
Now, that's not the doctor's up here's fault necessarily. To some extent, it's our fault because we want all this here, and the specialists that charge so much here because if they were living in the lower 48, they would have a lot more people to charge to make what they're making.
We're a low population state, far away from larger West Coast cities where there's more competition in the market and more patients for doctors to draw income from. One of Jeff Davis's favorite anecdotes he's heard on the commission came out of Ketchikan. He says it highlights one of the big problems with cost in Alaska.
Really, they need about 1.25 orthopedic surgeons in Ketchikan to meet the demand. But you can't just hire 1/4 of an orthopedic surgeon when you live on an island in Southeast Alaska. You have to hire 2. And therefore, that drives a number or a cost that's higher than you would expect if you were in an urban area.
The high cost of specialty care is just one element driving up healthcare costs in Alaska. Tomorrow, we'll look at how hospital profits may factor into the equation. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.